Good morning, Spiritus Christi family. In the words of Peter in our gospel, it is so good to be here in this sacred place. I have missed you. We have missed you. It was 1 year ago the prison outreach held our liturgy before a full congregation. This church was filled as well as the 5 o'clock and 7:30. It's filled with laughter and clapping and tears of love. Right after this, the church closed down. Now, the prison outreach has been known to really rock the house, but I swear we had nothing to do with the church closures. Our fundraising gala turned to a virtual event. Who knew what a virtual event was? But you were there with us, and it was a great success. What a year it has been. There's a beautiful song in the movie Rent called Seasons of Love, and it raises the question, how do you measure a year? It says, how do you measure the year? 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights and sunsets, in inches, in miles, in laughter and strife. In 525,600 moments so dear, how do you measure a year of life? How about love? Measure in love. Seasons of love. When we pause and reflect on the year in the prison outreach, it truly is a love story that needs to be told. It truly is a season of love. When the pandemic hit in March, the prison outreach moved into quick action like true first responders. During the quarantine, the staff of Jennifer House and Nielsen House said, what are we going to do? We have 12 men and 10 women. How are we going to keep everybody safe during the pandemic? The staff began to do 24-hour shifts, and they set aside their own needs so they would limit the exposure to the house. The houses, as you know, we live together as family, and so if one person got sick, the whole house could possibly be taken out. Now pause for a moment and think about what you've been through in your own household over the years. We've been living together in close quarters, not going to the same places or social places. And these are people you've been living with, hopefully that you chose to be with at some point in your life. Now think about 14 men at Nielsen House, 12 women at Jennifer House. They came to us from prison, from jail, the streets, rehab, abandoned buildings, stuck in quarantine in the same house. Strangers, not necessarily liking each other. And then they were told, sorry, you can't leave. The staff of Jennifer House and Nielsen House echoed, don't worry, we'll get through this together. We're here with you. The staff risked their own health and well-being. They stayed with the residents. They lived with them. They built community for them day in and day out. They became not only house staff, but they had to become counselors and facilitated groups and became everything because everything else was shut down. So would you just join with me and give Robert and Sarah and the rest of the staff over at Nielsen House and Jennifer House a big Spiritus Christi hand for a moment. And why did they do this? Well, most of our staff have experienced homelessness, incarceration. They've lived on the streets, abandoned buildings, have turned their own lives around, and they recognize that safe housing is the matter of life and death. And why do we do this? Because we are Spiritus Christi, and that's what we do. What we celebrate at this table gives us the courage and the strength to set aside our own comfort and to choose love. The women of Jennifer House and Nielsen House took the stay-at-home orders like MVPs. While they were not able to visit their family and friends, they formed bonds within the house and a stronger community. They realized that if they went out into the community and got sick and brought that home, the whole house could be sick and shut down. And for the greater good, they chose to quarantine and make sacrifice. We measure this as love. We knew that the 14 men in the same home in close quarters was a health risk. We knew that 12 women at Jennifer House was a health risk. So we tried to get as many people as we could into their own apartment. With the help of Demond Wilson, we were able to settle 20 residents into our Thurston Village apartments, where we helped help to furnish the apartments, provide community for them. Some people were ready to be independent, and some people have really struggled. But Damond Wilson was there every day, risking his own health and wellness, guiding people, forming community. Like the Good Shepherd, if someone was struggling, he would go after them and try to call them back home. Could we pause just a minute and give Damond a big spiritous Christy hand? These are people that have really risked their own health and wellness for the sake of others. Home is taking on a new meaning for all of us. Many of us are working from home, connecting with friends and families from home, watching church services in the comforts of our own living room. The prison outreach reminds us that not everyone has a home that is safe and pleasant to be in, and warm and comfortable. It is with this awareness that Spiritus Christi has taken a huge leap. At 12:20 on February 9th, Spiritus Christi Prison Outreach was offered the keys to a mansion for the poor. The picture is up on the screen. I hope you all can see it. It is truly a mansion. It's a former St. Monica convent, and it's the recent site of the Sojourner Transitional House for Women. This home has 3 floors, 20 bedrooms, 6 offices, I don't know how many bathrooms, but to say the least, we are all overwhelmed with the incredible potential that this mansion has. We will hear more about this exciting opportunity throughout the month of March. But why did we say yes to this? Because we are Spiritus Christi, and we recognize that safe housing is a basic human right, and not everyone is afforded it in our community. So how do you measure a year? 525,600 minutes, perhaps. We measure it in love. Seasons of love, season of Lent. Why? Because we are Spiritus Christi, and that's what we do. Amen. I've had the great privilege of knowing Ernie Dotson for the last 11 years. He has been a joy in my life. I picked him up today to bring him to church, and I usually get nervous speaking, and just being with Ernie helped to calm my nerves and relax my heart. So please give a Spiritus Christi welcome to Ernie, who's going to share a bit about his story and his time with us.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Jim. I'm a little nervous. I also want to thank Spiritus Christi and Prison Outreach. Because I was one of those people that were out on the streets and homeless for several years. I consider it a blessing, you know, because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them. Well, first of all, I want to just give you a little bit of a background about me. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. I started drinking at a very young age. I started using drugs at a very young age. I was angry all the time. I was mad at the world. The dysfunction of my family was primarily the cause of that. And there was a lot of drinking going on in my family, so of course I was obliged to be the same way. Well, let's see, my first, and I was getting locked up a lot. I was going to jail, in and out, on the streets for several years. And then one day, I got locked up, and I heard about this these meetings they were having at in the jail for Nielsen House meetings. You know, I had no idea what they were, and it was through Spiritus Christi. And I inquired about it, and I finally got into the meetings, and Ben Reese at the time and Wanda Johnson. Were key in helping me get a spot and get a place where I could feel safe. And And I ended up going to the Nielsen House in 2009. It was around Christmas time. I went in, I think, around December 16th. I was in Nielsen House, and about 2 weeks later, I was gone. I took off. And I was under drug court at the time, and Judge Schwartz wasn't too happy with me. So there was a warrant sworn out for my arrest because I broke the deal with drug court. So I stayed out on the streets on the run for a couple of years. And this is what I call divine intervention, people. I had this campsite down on the river, Genesee River, so far away from the city that I didn't think anybody was ever going to find me. And don't you know, a sheriff boat pulled up. And my friend that I was with says, "Oh, they're not here for us. They're not going to ask you any questions." And I said, "Yeah, they are. They're going to ask who I am. Yeah, they are." And sure enough, he asked who I was, and I told him my name. I couldn't think of an alias because I never used one. So I told him my name, and he went to his boat. He says, "Just relax. Just hang out here. Wait till I come back, and you'll be okay." And I told my friend, I said, "I'm going to jail." He said, "No, you're not." I said, "Yes, I am." And sure enough, the police officer came back, the sheriff came back, and he said, "Mr. Dodson, we have a warrant for your arrest, and we have to take you into custody." So I got a nice long boat ride all the way down the Genesee River to Charlotte, where their station was. Nice boat ride. And I went back to jail, obviously, and I heard that the Nielsen House meetings were still taking place, and they were still in the jails. And I begged and I pleaded and I asked, "Please, give me one more chance." And like I said, it was divine intervention. Because in 2012, 2013, around that area, I was allowed back into the Nielsen House. Where there, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations. On March 28th, I had sidetracked from, I had deviated from my schedule, and I went over to my girlfriend's house. And this was on my birthday, March 28th. And she wasn't looking too good. She wasn't feeling too good. And I told her, I said, "Look, I'll stay." She goes, "No, you go." Because I had to go to get a physical for Pathways so I can get into supportive living. So I did the physical, and the next day I stopped by her house, and her apartment door was open, and I found her on her bathroom floor. And she was gone. I don't know what it was. It was shock. It was fear. It was pain, all rolled up into one. Something told me to call Wanda. I called Wanda and I told her where I was and what had happened. And she told me, "Get back to the house right now." I don't remember the bus ride. All I remember is getting off in front of a Nielsen House. And I was safe. I didn't use and I didn't drink. And I made it through that. I went through the pain and she helped me through the pain. And the men in the house helped me through the pain. Matter of fact, one of the men in the house actually went to the wake and to the funeral with me. So there was support there, and I am so grateful for the Nielsen House. Like I said, I would not be here today if it was not for them and the organization. And I love Jim Smith. Jim Smith has been like a mentor to me. He's helped me through so much. Just recently, I lost my oldest son, my only son, due to the disease of addiction. And I went through that clean and sober as well. So I have a lot to be grateful for. I have a chance to actually feel my emotions today. They're not being numbed by drugs and alcohol. I am 7 years sober on February 5th. I say that 7 years, it would have been 11 years, because I relapsed in February of 2014. I got into a serious accident. I broke my shoulder right completely off from my arm, from my body, and I fractured my tibia. So I abused my pain medication, and like I said, I love Jim Smith. I was sitting in my apartment. We know what happened. I was sitting in my apartment drunk. He walks in and goes, "Ernie, what are you doing? Oh, I see you're having a beer, huh?" I says, "Yeah." And then the next day, the ultimatum comes sliding under the door. It was like, get into a program or get out. That was that simple. And I realized how much I had to lose. See, it was just a short period of time, but that's all it takes to fall right back into the path that you were on before. And I know this for a fact because I've done it so many times. But like I said, I am so grateful for Jim Smith, because if he hadn't been there, there's no telling how far I would have gone. And so today, like I said, I'm happy I have my own apartment, people. I have never lived in one place so long in all my life, except for when I was growing up. I've had my own apartment for almost 8 years. So, you know, I have got a lot of gratitude for the Nielsen House, for the Spiritus Christi Prison Outreach Program, and I can't say anything more about them is that I love everybody on the staff. Everybody has always been good to me. I've never been disrespected. And I have the utmost respect for them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ernie. What a testament, huh, friends? So next, we want to introduce Alyssa Ryder, who will speak on behalf of her journey through Jennifer House.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Alyssa, and I am a grateful recovering alcoholic. Just 11 and a half months ago, that was something I couldn't say. Yet alone, look myself in a mirror. I was hopeless, homeless, and broken. I could not go more than a few hours without putting any substance into my body. I could not hold a job, and I was wreaking havoc on the lives of my family members and ruining any relationships that I still had. Alcohol had been destroying my life for years, and I was letting it control it. It determined everything I did, and I could not stop. My life was a revolving door of countless hospitals, detoxes, inpatient rehabs, and halfway houses. But on March 7th of 2020, I entered yet another inpatient rehab. This time, I vowed to myself that I was going to stay sober and do whatever it took to stay that way. I would do anything in my power that I could and more. And then it came, my second chance. And that's what I like to call it, my miracle. My second chance at Jennifer House. I had been blessed to have met Sarah Lee and the rest of the Jennifer House staff a few years prior, but I was just not ready to take that opportunity and all of its benefits. Once again, they welcomed me back with open arms. It was truly a blessing. From the minute I walked through those doors again, I felt at home. I felt comfortable, safe, and supported. Even in the midst of the pandemic, Sarah and the team took care of us and made things as normal as possible for us. Everyone there is so full of knowledge and wisdom, and I truly admire each and every member of staff for that, and I hope to one day give back in such a way myself. Instead of just going through the motions like I had during my previous time there, I got busy and put in the work. I utilized staff and stepped up and became a leader. I got out of my comfort zone. I made the most of my time there, but most of all, it has helped me set up and maintain a foundation for my recovery today. And for that, I am forever grateful. I have since moved on to supportive housing at Thurston Village. I have been there since July of past year, and have been hard at work still, continuing to build and maintain my new sober life. I have been a volunteer at Jennifer House since the day I left, doing weekly overnight shifts in return for State of the Heart meetings. I show up for the women today, offering my experience, strength, and hope. I set an example. I help out in any way that I can. I have taken multiple recovery field related courses in these past few months to hopefully potentially work in the recovery field myself. I also attend MCC full time, where last semester I attained a 3.9 grade point average. I never thought any of this would be possible, ever. But with the help of Jennifer House and Spiritus Christi, that's where my life is at today. Today I have real friendships and some amazing relationships in my life. I help others. I choose to stay connected to the house, to my first home. I wholeheartedly believe in the miracles of the house and everything that it has to offer. Today, my life is living proof of those. I even own a dog. I have so much to offer in this world today, and I'm accomplishing my dreams that I never thought possible. My experience with the Jennifer House has played a huge part in this. My journey isn't always easy, but I continue to hang on and fight, knowing that I have a whole team and a forever home supporting me 100% of the way. It is such an incredible feeling. Jennifer House and its team has been one of my biggest blessings in my life, and again, I will be forever grateful and hold it dear to my heart. They are all deeply inspiring, and I cannot thank everyone enough for this life-changing experience. Thank you so much.